you can't live without.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green.
Fresh red pussy,
roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to spring. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. And yes, it is the spring season, and it's the time to start to think about problems that you may have later on during the year. And one major problem that a lot of people have are Japanese beetle grubs in their lawns. They feed on the roots, they kill it, and then what makes it even worse at times is you'll have raccoons and skunks that will come into your yard when they're young, and they'll rip your whole yard apart, creating a terrible mess because these raccoons and skunks are looking for food, and they know that the grubs are in your lawn, and they'll tear it apart. Up until now, it's been basically chemicals that we have used. But there is a product that works really, really well, and it's all natural. And joining us to tell us about it is Dr. Ruder. He is from St. Gabriel Organics, and his company grows this bacteria in their laboratory so that you can apply it to your lawn, and applied correctly, it will keep your grass free of grubs for 25 years or more. So, Dr. Ruder, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Always good to speak with you, particularly when you're talking about beetle grubs. as we've mentioned once before in your show some time ago, that St. Gabriel Laboratories used to make Japanese beetle traps, but they worked so well that you'd actually draw beetles in from your neighbor's yard. Whereas the Japanese beetle is rather a clumsy flyer. By all laws of aerodynamics, it shouldn't fly at all, but it does. So it takes a lot of firepower, a lot of energy to get airborne, which means if you had Japanese beetles in your yard last summer attacking the sweeter plants, roses, crepe myrtle, plum trees, grapevines, chances are those Japanese beetles came right from grubs in your own yard rather than your neighbor's yard. So what's the solution? We have produced for 35 years a USDA-developed product called Milky Spore Bacteria. And Milky Spore has the unique capability of killing the grubs in the soil, yet it doesn't harm earthworms, any other animals or man. It's innocuous to all things that would attack your yard or be in your yard without harming them. And Milky Spore is so safe you can use it about around wells, ponds, and streams, and it's perfectly safe. You could say you could almost have it on your breakfast cereal and not suffer any ill effect, because the insect world has its own set of pathogens, and generally they don't cross over to people. And so this is a very safe product. We've been making it for 35 years, Milky Spore.
Now, how does the homeowner apply this to their lawns and to their gardens?
Well, this is a good time of the year because as soon as it's warm, the grubs, which have been hibernating in New England, for example, to escape the cold of the winter, they're very hungry, and they're coming up now to feed on the roots of grass. They'll also strip the little root hairs off of young plants, tree roots, shrubbery, and they'll feed. So this is the time to put down milky spore, and it works immediately as soon as you apply it to the lawn. We have a couple of formulations, but one calls for putting down a spot of powder every 4 feet in rows 4 feet apart so that you get this pattern of spots, or aliquots, as we call them. You place this powder simply on top of the grass. It would be nice to do it before a rain so that the rain will soak it into the soil and get it down among the grass roots. If it doesn't rain, go ahead and sprinkle for about 20 minutes, and that will soak the spore into the soil. Now, once there, the grubs, while they're feeding, hopefully will swallow one of the spores, and every spot will contain 100 million of these spores. If it swallows just one, that grub will then die in about 2 weeks, decay, and give off up to 3 billion new spores, and that's how the areas between the spots fill in. The more grubs you have, the faster that will occur.
So you, by the grubs coming in your lawn and laying eggs, those eggs, as they hatch, the milky spore disease will attack that grub and make it spread even faster.
Yeah, the weakest link in the one-year life cycle of the Japanese beetle is the larvae stage, or the grub. The Japanese beetles, as they emerge from the ground in June and July in New England, for the first 2 weeks they feed ferociously on the closest vegetation. Then the next 2 weeks are spent mating, and the third 2 weeks are spent laying eggs, which quickly turn into grubs again. So you have grubs in the spring, and then you have grubs in the fall as well. And every 1,000 adult beetles will lay 50,000 grubs. So if you haven't had a problem with Japanese beetles before, they're coming. And the only real solution, the long-term solution, is milky spore, because we guarantee the spores remain viable in the soil for 10 years. The spores don't die. They're analogous to the seeds taken from the Great Pyramids. Even after 2,000 years, you can get some of them to grow because the seeds have a shell around them. The spores have a coating, and that protects it from a lot of things, including freezing. The spores are not affected by freezing. There's been some misinformation out there, and I've been working with Dr. Pat Vinham at UMass, and she never had any real data, so now we've supplied her with that. The freezing does not affect milky spore whatsoever in New England. In fact, we've lyophilized or freeze-dried milky spore up to minus 150 degrees Fahrenheit with no ill effect. And so you can use it with impunity in colder areas, and it works just fine.
Now, a question that I get asked pretty often on the program and through my emails, they want to put down the milky spore disease, but they have a problem with crabgrass or broadleaf weeds. Will the weed killers or fertilizers interfere with the milky spore powder that you put on your lawn?
Now, milky spore is immune to just about all lawn chemicals. It's not affected by weed killers, pesticides. It just stays in the soil. The spores don't die, and you can go ahead and treat your yard with whatever else you want, and the spores are left unscathed.
And they can use the milky spore powder in perennial beds, around roses, in the vegetable garden also?
Yes, because the spore will not contaminate vegetables. You can put spore down right up to time of harvest. It is not affected by chemicals, and the spore, once again, lasts a long period of time, constantly building up in the soil until you have billions everywhere, and your yard then becomes pretty much immune to future infestations of Japanese beetle grubs.
Now, does it matter if you have a sunny lawn or a shady lawn for the milky spore? Will it work better in a hot lawn or something that's a little bit cooler?
Well, we recommend that if you you should choose the entire area of your home, wherever you're growing grass, including mulch beds, garden beds, you should treat it all with milky spore. Now, the grubs may be more abundant in certain parts of your lawn because they are attracted to the open, sunny, grassy areas. But when Japanese beetle infestations occur, the number of beetles increases so much that you will find grubs everywhere. So we recommend that you treat all of your lawn, and you only have to do it once with the concentrated milky spore powder, and it will last from 15 to 20, sometimes 25 years. The USDA wow. treated areas of Washington, D.C. after World War II in the early 1950s, and those areas still don't have any beetle grubs to this day. So it is very long-lasting, and all you have to do is put this material down once and let it multiply on its own inside the grubs.
That's terrific. Now, it will take care of other types of beetles that are in your soil, right, besides the Japanese beetles?
It will affect June beetle grubs. It will affect rose chafers, but more slowly. Nevertheless, it's the Japanese beetle grub that's the real problem. You could take all of the other grubs combined, and they would not do one-tenth of 1% of the damage that the Japanese beetle grub does. And that's because they're so prolific, the Japanese beetles. Once they get started, they just multiply by the millions.
Wow. Dr. Ruta, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we'll encourage people to go down their local nursery and garden center. And that way they can keep their yard free of Japanese beetle grubs and keep the lawn nice and green without the use of chemicals. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens, help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Peter Kronstrommel from Midas Resources. Today is April 9th, 2010. Gold opened at $11.5770. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.8901, $594.51 for a half ounce, and $297.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $11.8901, $594.51, and $297.25.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jack from Massachusetts, who has a question about a floribunda.
Okay, Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm calling from your hometown, Scituate, Mass.
And terrific.
We are looking to put some roses in and out on a bed out in the front where it gets terrific sun exposure. However, I'm puzzled by the distinction between the floribunda and the grandiflora, and which one would do best out there? Which one is most appropriate to put in a 40 square foot bed out front?
So you want all the same rose?
Not necessarily. We just like a nice rose bed out there.
Okay, I would go with the floribunda. The floribunda is hardier than your teas. Tea roses are beautiful, but you've got to be in a sheltered area. And growing up in Scituate, I know you get a lot of wind, and especially during the winter, comes right off that water, and it can really do a job with your hybrid teas. Floribundas can be grown right at the water's edge, and they can take that wind right off the ocean. They can even take a little bit of flooding water and salt spray. So go down to Kennedy's, pick up floribundas. My favorite of all of the floribundas is one called Fairy. And this is a very unique rose. It will grow about 3 feet wide and 3 feet in all directions. The branches come up about 2 feet tall. They fill with clusters of a beautiful pale pink flowers, The flowers are so heavy that the branches weep over, and you create this mushroom-shaped mound of pink flowers, and you can cut the whole stem, put it in a vase, and each tip of the branches will have, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 flowers on them, so that they'll be really nice in a vase of water. But they'll take the wind, they'll take the abuse. And when I lived in Scituate, we planted some, because you know the area, up by the yacht club at Scituate Harbor. And we had a storm. The fairy roses went underwater for three different high tides, flooding high tides. And when the storm was over, they cleaned up the mess, and the roses grew like crazy. And it's a beautiful foliage. It doesn't get many diseases. And that was the other thing. A lot of roses, you got to spray and spray and spray for different problems. The fairy rose is a good, clean rose. And you don't need as much application of pesticides and fungicides. It's a clean plant, great flowers, very, very, very hardy. So stick with the floribundas. You get whites, pinks, reds, all different colors. And I really fell in love with that plant a long, long time ago. And I know that if you plant it, you're going to have great results. Like any other roses, they like to be fed once a month. You start in April. April, May, June, July, August, September. Do not feed them after September to give them a chance to harden off and to get ready for the winter. And when they finish blooming, keep cutting off the dead flower stems. You know, come back, remove the flowers and any of the buds that have gone by, and they will produce new shoots, and they'll continue to flower for a very, very long time. But floribundas are absolutely great. Thank you, Jack. We appreciate the phone call. Now, if you're looking for fertilizers that have a lot of bacteria and fungi and microbes in it, there's a company from the West Coast called Dr. Earth, and it's now on the East Coast. Some of the garden centers carry it. It's a brand new company for the East Coast, and in their fertilizers for the vegetables, for flowers, for trees and shrubs, they have put a package of different types of bacteria and fungi, and they call it probiotics. So when you go to a garden center, ask them if they have Dr. Earth products. Look at the package and read about the new technology. Less chemical fertilizers and more microbes, bacteria, and fungi that do the plants really, really good. Dr. Earth. Look for it. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And all over the Northeast in the last month, we have had rain, not by the storm, but by the inch, and in some places by the foot. And I know a lot of you have been concerned about your lawn. You put down the crabgrass products, you've put down the fertilizers, and you call me and you'd say, Paul, I fed my lawn and we just had 9 inches of rain. What do I do? Well, I went to the expert. I gave a call to Ashton Ritchie from the O.M. Scott's Company and asked him if he would join us today to kind of direct you into what you can expect with what's happened with the weather. with the products that you've applied to your lawn and also what we should be doing at this time of the year. So joining us, good friend Ashton Ritchie, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Paul, it is good to talk to you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're finally drying out a little bit. We did get a little bit more rain this week, but the weather's been crazy. Was, you know, some days it's 50, some days it's 85, 90 in the Boston area. People are really confused. They just don't know what to do anymore.
Well, I think probably, you know, if we just take a deep breath and, you know, Mother Nature tends to take care of things in spite of what we do. But you and I talked back earlier in the week about crabgrass, you know, there's a lot of folks that are concerned because they put their pre-emergent down. Maybe they got their step one down, and then they got a deluge of rain, and then they're concerned, is it pre-emergent going to be washed away? Or do they need to reapply, all of that? And, but boy, you know, that's not a real easy, straightforward answer. Here's what I would do. I would ask them to look at the lawn, and if they've got to understand that if they use a Scotch product, first of all, the fertilizer is probably still there because it didn't get washed away because it's not all soluble. So you've got your feeding. So you're all set there. As far as your pre-emergent is concerned, unless it was on a slope and you actually, you know, and maybe bare soil and you saw granules actually being washed away, I would think that your pre-emergent is still there too. You might have some a little bit limited effectiveness because of all that rainfall, but for the most part, I think you are protected. But let's talk about the two different kinds of lawns. If you've got a lawn that is reasonably thick and you've been mowing it at a higher mowing height, at least say a minimum cut of 2.5 inches or higher, then you are probably going to be in better shape than someone who's got a real thin lawn, one that where the crabgrass, it's a whole lot easier for it to break through because the grass is not given a lot of competition. And so you might want to be ready with maybe that Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus crabgrass killer, which does kill young crabgrass. And you might have the occasional crabgrass plant that might pop up near the sidewalk, maybe where the protection wasn't as good. And maybe the granules, you know, didn't get a good protection right there close to the sidewalk. And then the heat from the sidewalk helps the crabgrass get going. And maybe the grass is a little weaker along there. So you might find some places where you might have to do a little spot treatment. But I don't think I would go back and reapply the pre-emergent. You could in a month if you really wanted to make sure that you had protection. But I'm not sure that I would want to do that.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think so too. The places where it does concern me, and you talked about that, was if it's your lawn was on a slope, then some of the particles could have floated with the rain. I mean, there were parts of Rhode Island. You know, they had, you know, 2 feet of rain and a lot of flooding.
Yeah, very unusual situation, right?
Very, very unusual. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. My next door neighbor works for the water department, and of course they measure all the rainfall. And he was telling me yesterday, the last storm in February and the month of March, Kennebunk, Maine had 27 inches of rainfall in 33 days.
Wow, and your annual rainfall is probably, I don't know, what is it, up there, 40 inches or something?
Yeah, maybe, between 40 to 50 inches. So we've had almost a whole year's worth of water in just a 30-day period.
What bothers me is, that's how they get averages, is when you get a whole lot like this, we hope we don't have a drought coming. Gosh.
Exactly. Now, I've got a question. A woman called last week, and she said to me this. She said, Paul, we've had all this rain. My lawn has been underwater twice now with 3-4 inches of water. Did the rain drown the bugs that live in my lawn?
That's a real good question. I think if you did a poll right now, the entomologist out there, and said, okay, predict the population of grubs this year, predict the population of chinch bugs, of sod webworm, I bet a lot of them would look at you and say, well, let's just kind of wait and see, because this is very unusual to have rain at rainfall like that at this time.
Right. Now, For people that are working on controlling crabgrass, now is the best time, right?
Yes.
Tell us what they should do.
If you haven't put your pre-emergent down, you definitely want to get that down. And usually what we look for is if we see no more blooming on the Forsythia has already quit blooming, then that's when crabgrass is getting ready, is starting to germinate, or if you see lilacs in bloom. And I think we're at the point now where a lot of your folks just, they need to get the pre-emergent down now, because now is the last couple of weekends here that we can get that done up in New England. So you get that down. If you are going to do some seeding, though, you need to use a special pre-emergent that is compatible with the grass seed. So, for example, if you were not seeding and you really wanted to have a good lawn this year, great lawn this year, then the Scott's four-step program, buying it all at one time, you save money because the retailer puts it on sale when you buy all four. And then Scott's has a mail-in rebate up to $35 if you buy all four. And so, you know, the net price you end up paying right now is about what it was 26 years ago when we introduced the product. So that's actually pretty cool when you can buy something today that's the same price it was 26 years ago. So, yeah. You use a regular four-step if you weren't seeding, but if you are seeding, you are going to have to pay a bit more to substitute step one for new seedings for the regular step one. And then that's the one that is compatible with grass seed.
Okay. Now, a question that people will ask. I'm going to put down this crabgrass control. We're getting close to the end of when it's going to really be effective. How long should they water to dissolve the product to make it effective in the ground?
Well, you know, here we've just been talking about how the lawn doesn't need any water, but yet you want to water in the step one. And I would say about a quarter of an inch is about all you need. You know, you basically want to make sure that it's down where it needs to be and at the soil level. And but it doesn't have to be, you know, an inch of rain or an inch of water.
Yeah. It was funny because I was watering my lawn and my next door neighbor is pumping his basement. And he said, "What the hell are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I just put down some crabgrass control and I have to dissolve it so that it creates a barrier."
A barrier, yeah. And he's saying, "Paul, I knew you were crazy, but this really confirms it."
It really does. So, you know, we've had a lot of rain, and the ground is really wet. But if you really want the product to work, you've got to dissolve it so that it can be in contact with the soil and do its job a lot better. Now, for people that are going to put down the crabgrass product now, and in the weeks to come, the dandelions are going to start. They're going to use step two. How long do they have to wait between applying step one and step two, Ashton?
We usually like to see you go 6 to 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks between applications. You can squeeze this down, compress it down to 4 weeks if you really have to. If you are seeing dandelions right away, you know, understand that they need to be actively growing to kill them. So once you see the yellow blooms, it's still probably a little bit of time you want to wait before treating, so that they really are growing real good, so that the active ingredient gets absorbed through the leaves and down in there and kills it, root system and all.
Now, when they apply the broadleaf weed killer, it's just the opposite of putting down the crabgrass preventer. You can't have any rain after you've applied it, right?
Right. No, you want to pick a day when it's not going to rain that day, say 24 hours, and you don't want to water after application. And you also want to make sure you put it on moist foliage. So applications early in the morning are real good because you've got dew covering the lawn. And the old farmer used to say that when you have dew on the grass, then it's not going to rain that day. But if the lawn is dry in the morning, then you might get rain in the next 24 hours. So sometimes that really shows up that way. I don't think it's 100%, but sure, every time I see that dry lawn in the morning, sometimes you know that rain is right around the corner.
Okay, now one more question. I have people have called and said, "I have dogs. I want to kill the crabgrass or I want to kill the broadleaf weeds. What do I do?"
Well, first of all, know that all the products are pet safe. The lawn products that Scott sells today are pet safe, but you do want to follow the directions. And what we will tell you on, say, the step one is to water it in. And then once the lawn is dry, it's okay to let the pets, kids, everybody go out on the lawn, because at that point, you're not going to be, say, tracking any of the granules around, and that's because it's going to dry and it's going to be watered in. On the step two, you want to apply it to moist foliage and when it's not going to rain, because those granules have to be in contact with the leaves. And so if you were to go right there and you know, the dog runs through the lawn, it could knock the granules off too early, so it doesn't work. So we ask you to keep your pets and stay off all traffic off the lawn for 24 hours, and then you're okay to get out on the lawn. I know my neighbor has two schnauzers, and when she does a step two, she does the front yard one day and lets the schnauzers go out back, and then the next weekend she does the backyard and lets the schnauzers go out front.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Now, Scott says,
you can't tell the schnauzers to wait 24 hours.
No, I have to go out now. Aston, tell us about a new grass seed that Scott's has developed with the help of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, my. Yeah, Fenway Park. You now can buy the Fenway Park lawn fertilizer and grass seed blends. They use the same technology that that Dave Melner uses over there at Fenway Park. He worked with us in developing these two products. He's the groundskeeper over there, and it's pretty exciting. If you are a Red Sox fan and you want to give your lawn the you know, same chance as they have there at Fenway to have great looking grass, then those products are available to you now this year. So it's great for baseball fans. It's been a beautiful package. It'd be the kind of thing that you can keep as a some Red Sox memorabilia. So it's pretty cool.
Now all the seed that you have worked with is also coated with that special coating, right?
Well, this is pretty cool because you know that it's really critical to keep that seed moist during that time when it's germinating. And so each one of those seeds is coated with a super absorbent material to help hold moisture next to the seed while it's doing its germination time. So you have a better chance of the grass seed living after it starts to grow. And so that's what we want. We want that grass to live and to thrive, and so this gives it the best chance.
Yeah, and Scott's is the only company that has grass seed that's coated like this. And this is really neat. When you were telling us about it last season when it first came out, it, for those of you that, you know, you've got the best intentions, I'm going to water it every day, you get busy, you forget a day here and a day there, this new coating that Scott's has put on their seed really, really does help with the germination of the seed. And you know, I've been working in the gardening industry since 1968, and Scott's has always been number one for grass seed, and boy, this new technology is incredible.
We've been hearing some great things about it. We have been hearing some great things about it. Scotts.com, for anybody that has some information or needs information, videos, read my blog, leave me any comments, and I will answer your questions. Scotts.com.
Thank you, Ashton. Have a great weekend.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you.
look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center, and have a great spring.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Thought you'd like to get some information right from the turf pros about the weather and what you should be doing with your lawn. So, we'll, as the weather changes, if we need to call Ashton back, we will. But I hope that you picked up some information so that you don't have to panic about your lawn. But, you know, as we talked about, if you want to control the crabgrass, when the forsythia begins to shatter its flowers and they fall, it's got to be down, because when it falls, it means that the seed is beginning to germinate and you could have a serious problem. Remember, each crabgrass plant that you had last year can produce up to 5,000 seeds. So if you had a little bit last year and you don't take care of it, you could have a lot more this year. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Greta from Maine, who has a question about her lawn, actually.
Okay. Greta, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in your program. I am sorry that I got the, I turned on my radio and then I heard you were talking about ticks and so forth. And I'm sorry I didn't have a pen in order to make a note. Would you be so kind to help me out? I love nature. And I love to be outside. But this year, I am really scared of ticks and I was fixing my garden outside because, by the way, I have another problem also. Musk covers the places where I keep my vegetable garden and my garden itself. And
right.
It's just like every year I have to take it off, you know, like the musk that grows over the plants. Hello?
Right. Yes.
And then, you know, I don't know what to do against that, how it covers, and even it grows because I have stone walls around the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And in my patio also, in the part of shady part, it's the north part, in the shady part, grows a lot of musk. And all my grass all over is musk. And, you know, I don't know if you have done that, but I start to try to move the soil in order to be able to fertilize and everything with peat moss and lime and so forth. And that comes off, like peels off like a carpet. That's
right.
The musk that grows all over.
Yeah.
And because of that, I was outside, you know,
okay.
Doing that. And then I have ticks. And
okay.
I am scared
what you
to
want
go
to
out,
do?
And I don't know what to do it.
Okay. What you want to do is this. If you have moss that's just like a piece of carpeting, your best bet is to rake it off and get it off of the ground. Or you can buy a moss killer. And a lot of the garden centers will have a powder that you can put down that will kill it. And what you want to look for, it's the name of the company that makes it is called Lily Miller. And the name of the product is Moss Out Lawn Killer. And it will kill all of the moss and not hurt the grass. Okay, and it's a powder that you put down with your spreader. You do it first thing in the morning when the moss is wet, and these granules will be, when they hit the water, will change to a liquid. It'll be absorbed into the moss, and it will kill it. But it's Lily Miller Moss Out, but it will not hurt the grass. And it's very, very good. Now, once you kill it, then you're going to need to make the soil less acidic. So you either want to use some limestone, which you can buy at your local garden center or hardware store, or you can get a product made by Jonathan Green, and it's called MagaCal. And it's a lime substitute, and one bag is equal to 10 bags of the old-fashioned lime, and it will make the soil sweet in just 2 weeks, while the old-fashioned lime will take as long as 6 months. So for the vegetable garden, for your flower bed, for the lawn, put the MagaCal from Jonathan Green down, and in 2 weeks, it does the same thing as the old-fashioned lime, takes 6 months to work. So use the moss killer and that. Now, to kill the ticks and fleas, I use Bayer Complete. Bayer Complete, it comes as a liquid or a powder, and you apply it twice a year, and it will take care of the fleas and the ticks in your yard, in your garden, and it is a very, very safe product. And with all the rain that we've had, it's something that you really should think about if you live in an area with fleas and ticks.